Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab. Adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So with all the news about City Council passing a congestion pricing bill, we want to make sure you understand two things. One, it still needs approval from the state legislature. And two, we found a clause buried in the bill that could spare some of you the fee. Apparently, Mayor Bloomberg is now proposing what he calls a moral rectitude index, or MRI, to offer discounts to drivers coming into the zone and improve public health at the same time. His two big concerns, public health and congestion pricing. Now, here's how it seems to work. The mayor has issued a list of 9 moral rectitude index behaviors. You'll get $1 off the $8 congestion pricing fee for every one of the behaviors that your car demonstrates that you are adhering to as you pass into Manhattan. The surveillance sensors at 60th Street will be set to record these characteristics of your car. And what we gather is the final list is not set yet. So if there's a morally correct or pro-social behavior that you think should qualify for a congestion pricing discount, post it to our website right now at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show or call us at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And here are some of the 9 as currently proposed. A fine print MRI imaging machine will determine if you have fast food wrappers with items containing trans fats in your car. No trans fats, and you get $1 off. Sound good? 2, your license plate will be electronically matched up with your child's public school attendance record. If your child has fewer than 5 absences this semester, you'll get $1 off congestion pricing. You like this idea? 212-433-WNYC. Are these the right things to include in a moral rectitude index for congestion pricing discounts? 212-433-9692. 3, an olfactory sensor will determine if you've been smoking in your car. If your car does not smell of cigarette smoke, you get $1 off. Very Mike Bloomberg, right? 4, your license plate will also be synced up with your medical records. If you have gone for a routine checkup or a dental cleaning in the last 6 months, you'll get $1 off congestion pricing. 5, if you're over 50 and have had a colonoscopy, same thing. 6, if you're under 50 and have bought a New York City condom, also $1 off. 7, if you've changed your registration to independent to prove that you are not a partisan in our polarized world, $1 off for political moral rectitude. 8, if you have no handgun arrests, $1 off. And 9, if you were not arrested at the 2004 Republican National Convention, $1 off for moral rectitude. So, do you like this idea? To combine congestion pricing revenue and general self-improvement, call us with your reactions and propose behaviors that you think should be on the list. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Now, I should say, by way of full disclosure, that after reading this, I think this moral rectitude index is a great thing. And here's how great it is. The congestion pricing fee is $8. If you demonstrate a perfect 9 on the mayor's moral rectitude index, the city will actually pay you $1 to drive into Manhattan below 60th Street. Is that incredible? What an incentive. So what do you think? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Do you like the concept? And what would you put on the moral rectitude list? Billy in Westchester, you're on WNYC. Hi, Billy.
How you doing?
All right.
Well, I think you should have an ozone filter on your dashboard, and you have to drive through the city with your windows open so you can clean the air as you go.
Okay, an ozone filter. And which of the 9 do you think that should replace? Any that come to mind?
No, I can't say because I was so busy trying to think of something. I didn't listen to them all.
Yeah, okay. All right, thanks. Jeremy in Gramercy Park has some suggestions for the list. Hi, Jeremy.
Yeah, I think if you can prove that you've never been spitzered, I think that would be a good addition to the list.
Good. Never been spitzered. I like it. And it does say, actually, let's see, what am I, there was something here. Oh, right. because the newsroom just handed me this, continuing to go through the fine print. Generally, you like this. Members of the New York State legislature will get $2 off for an NYC condom purchase, and Governor Patterson will get $3.
That's perfect.
Perfect. Okay, thank you very much. Joan in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Joan.
Hi. Was that really serious, the last one, about the condoms?
Well, you know, I think considering the... Do you think the legislators really lead the same lives as other people?
No.
I think we're getting the sense. I mean, whoever thought Albany, you know, would be such a seductive place?
No, not me. I've passed through it a number of times. I do volunteer work, and my shift at God's Love We Deliver starts at 6 o'clock, and I live in Brooklyn. And I'm going to have to pay $8, and I need my car because I'm very far from where I do volunteer work, and at 10 o'clock I don't want to be on the trains by myself. I'm over 60, and I need my car. And it's going to cost me $8 to go in and do volunteer work, and I think that that's morally commendable.
There you go. Okay. I say Joan should be one of, if you even know Joan, then you should get $1 off congestion pricing because of her moral rectitude. Comment from our comments page. It's a little self-serving, but I'll read it. How about a discount for WNYC listeners? The sensor could detect what frequency your radio is tuned to. 212-433-WNYC. George in Brooklyn. You're on WNYC. Hi, George.
Hi.
So?
I'm just a little bit shocked and frankly outraged that you feel that that condoms is a good idea. It's just promoting sexual promiscuity. How about suggesting abstinence?
So maybe this is something that could be added to the list. Now there could be a pecking order. You could have $2 off if you can. I don't know how you demonstrate this passing across 60th Street, but if you can demonstrate that you've been, if you're a single person, that you've been abstinent for the last year, you get $2 off. If you have a condom, $1 off, and you know, neither of the above, then you have to pay the whole congestion pricing fee, you think?
Well, don't you see how just even suggesting condoms is encouraging people to go out there and have sex with strangers? I mean, don't you see how outrageous that is? How this is the cause of all the moral disruption of our society as we observe it today. If you look on television, how promiscuous people are, all this sex going on.
Thank you very much, and we appreciate your remarks. Another caller who didn't want to go on the air said, "Please, Brian, you don't purchase a New York City condom; they're free." So I stand corrected. Although I don't know, you know, maybe there's going to be a charge now with the shortage of revenue that the city and state has. They'll start charging for the condom. Here's another comment from the comments page. This says, "Holy cow, this is total fascism. My medical records linked to the government. No way. I hate this even more. It is illegal and it is immoral." All right. Let's see. Do we have another caller up there? I think a lot of people are trying to figure this out. Caller 5, George in Bay Ridge. Yes, George?
Yes.
Hi, you're on the air.
I think we have to spin it around because this is supposed to be a revenue-generating vehicle, is it not?
It's supposed to be.
Yeah, so like if you're warehousing apartments in that zone, like let's get like a $30 surcharge.
Oh, increase the
exactly,
fee above it.
A Hummer.
That could start a
another
whole other thing.
$10.
All right, I like that. A Hummer, another $10. Warehousing apartments, that's good. So, you know, maybe we should clear the board. And because this is a whole other thing that we kind of as a WNYC talk show community could propose to the mayor, which is instead of just having the moral rectitude discounts, there could be a kind of, you know, immoral lack of rectitude surcharge on the congestion pricing fee. But what could the sensors read? We know they can smell, so they can sense whether you've been smoking. We know that once they have your license plate number, they can, you know, sync up with your medical records and your child's school attendance records. I don't know, if your child is absent too much, should you pay $10 for congestion pricing fee? If you didn't get that checkup or that colonoscopy, you know, maybe you should have to pay $12, but, you know, only if you're over 50. I'm sorry, what line did you say? Am I supposed to go to a line here? Brian in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Brian. Love your show.
Thank you.
Wanted to call. Had a great idea. You know, one of the biggest moral problems of NYC, I think, is horn honking. And if there was a way to put a sensor under your hood that you haven't honked your horn for as many certain number of times per miles you drive, you should get a dollar off.
Okay, yeah, that's interesting, the horn honking. Now, I wonder if they could set up a car. This would be a good way to get a congestion pricing fee, moral rectitude discount. If they could set up your car so that it registers electronically, I'm sure they can do this with electronic dashboards now, register electronically each time you honk your horn. And so when the sensor, as you cross 60th Street, detects your license plate number, it can also kind of sync up with, you know, the dashboard. And if you haven't honked your horn more than, what, five times in the last year, then you get a dollar off. I think that's excellent. Sheila in Hoboken, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi. How about, like, little discounts also, like maybe 10 cents off for a plastic Jesus on your dashboard, 15 cents for a St. Christopher, 50 cents for a fish, a Jesus fish on your bumper?
A fish like is sure. worth more than a St. Christopher?
Yeah, I think so. Well, that could be subject to debate. I don't know. Some consultants could help out with that.
That could be subject to debate. And, of course, they would have to do it then for all religions. So, you know, the plastic Buddha.
True. Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And Jews, if they put a mezuzah on the car door.
On the dashboard.
Right? Or on the door, like you do on the door of your home. That could get you a dollar off congestion pricing. I really like that strand. Thank you. Robert in West Long Branch, you're on WNYC. Hi, Robert.
Good morning. I think if you've ever come under fire while landing in Bosnia, you should get a dollar off.
What if you just thought you came under fire in Bosnia?
Well, you might be misremembering at that point.
Yeah, I guess. Okay. Go ahead.
If you were arrested at the Republican convention, you should get a dollar off.
That's, you know, people could certainly make that case. That's why I read it with that lilt in my voice. If you were, you know, we could get a good debate going in city council about that, don't you think?
Absolutely.
If you were arrested at the Republican convention, then you get a dollar off congestion pricing. I don't know. We may have to wait till the next mayor to get that one instituted, though. Jessica in Belleville, you're on WNYC. Hi there.
Hi. Gee, so many of the callers have echoed some of the things that I was thinking, but I was wondering, first of all, what does this technology cost? Are they for real? This almost sounds facetious to me. And since it's a green initiative, how about a dollar off for every additional person that you have in the car? Or if they're able to read your license plate and link it up to other information about you, what if you're driving a make of car that gets more than 20 miles per gallon, something like that? So you get off for, like, a fuel-efficient car or for, you know, carpooling, which are great things for a real green initiative.
Mm-hmm, right. All moral rectitude items. Very good. So if you're just tuning in, we're talking about the fine. We've been talking because the segment's just about over, show's just about over. We were talking about Mayor Bloomberg's personal rectitude index, $1 off for each of the things that he considers, of high personal rectitude, $1 off the congestion pricing fee. Here's one last comment. It says gullible people get $1 off. I think that's good because, you know, the gullible are innocent, and there's a certain moral rectitude in innocence. And Gene in Briarcliff Manor, you're on WNYC. You're our last caller.
Hi. Maybe on April Fool's Day we all drive in New York free.
I guess that's it. So, Gene, thank you for calling. Thank you for blowing the whistle. April Fools. Nuala McGovern produced this program with Lisa Allison, Kate Hines, and Jody Avagon. That's Jason Isaac at the audio control. No April Fool him. I'm Brian Lehrer. Seriously.